Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Happy Friday. I thought it would never come.
Happy Friday. The last Friday in November, the 29th of the month. And I had to do a little poem in my head this morning. Isn't it mad, the stuff that you learn in primary school that just comes back to you? And I wonder, do they still teach this? So I was actually going, what day is today? Today's 29th. So what day is the 1st of December? How many days are in November? 30 days had September, April, June and November. All the rest have 31, except for February, which has 28 days clear and 29 in each leap year.
It is amazing, the junk in your head sometimes that just comes from nowhere. I don't think I did, but I am aware of it. Yeah.
But it's one of those things, like a prayer or a hymn or like a poem that you learned. Yeah.
So why did you want to work out 30 days?
I wanted to figure out which day was the 1st of December.
Okay, well, it's Sunday. It's Sunday.
I know that. I know, but I was just like trying to figure out how many days are left in November and I went to my poem.
Okay, well, I'm glad I was there and you had it in the...
Yeah, back in the net.
Back in the net. Right, come here to you. It's Miss Evan's show with you this morning. Killian is having a bit of a lie in.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, well deserved to be here for throwbacks later. And it being Friday, we've got Early Beat the Bomb.
Mm.
We have got Cheese and O'Cheese, Snickers versus Knickers.
Knickers!
Show will be taking somebody on this morning. And it's the last Friday in November, which means we officially launch Christmas.
Ooh,
right here on Beat.
Yes.
And we're going to do it in the next 60 minutes with your help this morning.
Yes, we need you.
Good morning.
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 Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Wake up.
Okay, let's get to it. Take your mind off green faces, capes and Defying Gravity for a minute because I need full concentration.
I'm fine. Like, you're the one that has to look at me for the next...
Yeah, no, I'm distracted.
Yeah,
it's not you.
Yeah.
Basically, it is Wednesday morning and we're going to play a round of Beat the Intro and we've mixed it up this week because... It's been a bit of a struggle to find the right level for me.
I think there was a little bit of you, the little bit of you that likes to be in charge that was like struggling with this because, not even in charge, but like when it comes to the music stuff. Do you know what I mean? This is your area.
Like, what's too easy, what's this? So I just thought, seeing that I'm head of music and I have a plaque on my door, that maybe I'll take over this week for Beat the Intro. Well, and
sure,
the
I'm no good.
No,
sure,
no,
I'm not,
saying
not good enough.
Killian, Killian, I wholeheartedly like back you this morning. He is brilliant at this game. Mm. Like, brilliant. So I've no doubt you're going to absolutely smash it.
Yeah, no, actually,
you know what? It's nice
confident
to have a day off and just, you know, sit back and relax. Thank you, Niall.
I'm confident in both of you that you can do well in this because I've got a good selection of songs for you, okay?
Oh, you silly fool, being confident in me.
So, is there anyone who would like to go first this morning?
Show, you go first. Ladies first.
Okay. Witches first.
Okay, so you've both got a bit of a theme just to prove that these are all massive hits and above boards. Your theme is number one songs of the noughties. So every one you'll hear has been a number one single in Ireland. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Song number one for show. Play along, see if you can beat her score. Here it goes. Yeah, this.
She's giving a lot of the intro.
I get a little bit emotional when I hear this because is my best friend in the world's least favourite song. Like, I won't go into the story because it's actually kind of sad. But
they weren't having a great day, basically.
No, they were. It's Daniel Powter. It's called Bad Day.
Well done.
And had a bad day. When I got to know Niall well enough, I told him about Cathy hating it, and he stopped playing it as much. Like, you kind of
I took it off the playlist for about like a year because I just knew that her best friend Cathy Wex would be very sad if she heard it. She listens to Beat a lot. So we were protecting her. So right, it's a point for the song title and a point for the artist I'm giving.
Okay.
So 2 points on that.
Thanks.
Let's move on to song number two for show.
What is this?
You've got to get yourself together. You've got stuck in a moment and it can't get out. You can't...
You're getting there with the lyrics.
Get yourself together, you've got stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it.
So what's the artist and what's the song called?
Like, is it Coldplay?
It was a number one from 2001.
Is it Coldplay? No.
It's not Coldplay, but
is it U2?
It is U2.
U2, Stuck in a Moment.
I'll give you that. Stuck in a Moment. Yeah, well done.
Never heard of it.
Number one single from 2001.
Oh, yeah,
U2.
It was the follow-up to Beautiful Day.
Why did you say you'd give me that? Is it?
Well, like, you said Coldplay first.
Yeah, no. But then I was, that was only like the witch thinking. Like,
the witch.
Do it. Okay, the green paint, maybe I'll disorientate it.
Like, you're going to have to allow for the fact that like stuff has to get through the paint on my face.
Right, song number three. You're on a roll here, hon.
Thanks, babe. Oh my God, I really am good as a witch.
Continuing the number ones from the noughties. What's this?
Will Young, Leave Right Now.
Oh, you're a legend at this show. Well done.
Can
you got
say?
That?
Oh, this was on FIFA or something.
Was it?
I don't know, some game anyway.
It was the Christmas number one in Ireland in 2003, believe it or believe it not.
Would it be like dramatic or over the top to say that is one of my favourite songs in the world?
Really? I've never heard you talk about that.
Yeah, I just think it's so beautiful. I think it also brings me back to a time in my life, so it's quite an emotional song.
Okay, let's see. Can we keep the streak going? Song number four.
I'm letting everything out here this morning as a witch. I don't know. I feel like I've been just like a different version of myself. I don't know who I am.
That's it.
Britney, Born to Make You Happy.
Is it Born to Make You Happy?
No. Yes, it's Born to Make You Happy.
So happy.
I've never heard of any of these songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't around in the early noughties, really. You were only tiny.
97 born.
Yeah. Why are we not filming this? Like, this is never going to happen again.
Okay, and your last one. This one's right up your street. Right up your street. You know this.
I can't believe you ruined it on me.
What is this? It's from 2005. No. It was a big hit.
I have absolutely... Rachel from News is screaming at me through the window.
She knows it.
Absolutely. I can't believe you did this to me.
Can I guess if you can't guess?
You can't have the points, but you can guess.
Is it Pussy Cat Dolls pushing at my buttons or something?
No. Oh. Love my lady.
Intro.
Yeah, it was quite an unusual intro.
Yeah,
so look,
good.
8 points out of 10.
80%.
That's practically an A. Can Killian do better and take the 5 out of 5? I think it's possible. We'll find out after Switch Disco.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103. Wake up.
Do it. Beat the intro. And we're switching to Killian now. Can he get more than 8 out of 10? Did you beat Show in that round? Did you? I don't know if anyone would remember 3 seconds of a Britney song from the year 2000, to be honest with you.
And it wasn't one of her biggest hits.
No. Great tune, though. Yeah. Okay, Killian, you are getting, and this might be slightly easier because more recent, number one songs of the tens.
Okay.
You're going to nail it.
Number one singles in Ireland, starting in 2013 with this.
Everybody get up. That is it Robin Thicke and Pharrell? Blurred Lines.
Yes,
correct, it is. You don't hear it much anymore because it's kind of been cancelled.
There's a little bit of
but it's still kind of a tune,
it
to
is,
be honest.
Still a bop.
There's just
Okay, here's song number two for you, 2011 this time.
Lipstick, Edwards.
He knows his cheese.
Great synth sound in that.
Yeah. I'd like to apologise to you listening this morning because you know what I'm going to say. There's no jeopardy here. We're just smashing it.
Okay, let's see. Next one, song number three.
I wanted to say this is not my answer, but I wanted to say All of Me, but it's not that. I know what the piano sounds. Can I get it one more time?
You can, of course. Let's just rewind back and give you that one more time. Song three, 2012 is the year.
That's hard.
I don't know the artist, but I kind of know the air of it. It's like...
You're not going to get points for
I know. Is it Zara Larsson?
It's not Zara Larsson. She wouldn't have been around back then. This is a song that does come up occasionally on your throwback show, but it is there was a period of Will I Am having big number ones. He had Scream and Shout with Britney, and This is Love with Eva Simmons.
This is love, is this love that I'm
It is very loud, it's Zara Larsson-esque.
That was very hard.
Respectable.
Number one song.
That was a stinker.
No, it's number one song.
I got the air of it.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, we keep going. Song number four, 2015. You know? Do you think you know it?
I think I know.
Oh, that's Adele. Hello.
Oh, well done. Hello from the
other. You
You didn't know it, did you? What did you think it was?
I thought it was Emily Sandon.
Another 2 points. So you're still in the running here. We've got one song left. Okay. To see if you can match with show's score this morning. And we're back to 2011.
Oh, that's...
Drake, baby, I was born this way. Lady Gaga, Born This Way.
This morning, zero Jeopardy here.
Shouldn't if neither of you got 5 out of 5, all number one singles. You're both pathetic. At least you have a green face on you. He's no excuse.
Just got 80%. Like 4 out of 4.
It's not good enough.
It's only a B1, Joe. Yeah.
I think that's better than what you got last week when you played.
He gave me stinkers last week. I gave you number one singles.
Pathetic. You have a plaque on your door, so no excuses.
You number one singles.
You have to walk with your head held high. Like, I mean, you have to accept that we're both very respectable.
I'm not giving her the U2 one now after her kicking off. So you're the winner this morning. Right, come here. You didn't see I'm a Celeb last night, did you?
No, don't spoil it.
I won't spoil it. All I will say is this. There was some really emotional moments. There was two great challenges. And there was a really sweet moment where they gave Danny a guitar. So there was a sing-song in the camp. And I swear to God, it was the sweetest thing. Barry McGuigan has the voice of an angel. Melvin has the most beautiful voice.
No spoilers, babe.
No, it's okay. It's not a plot line or anything.
It is, just, because they had to do a trial to get that guitar.
Yeah.
Well, it was a present. Anyway. The key point I'm getting to is the song that they all sang together was this, and I had kind of completely forgotten how much I love this McFly song, teaming up with Tyo Cruz back in the day. This is Shine a Light at Beat.
Tell me, are you feeling strong enough to love someone and make it through the hardest storm and bad weather? From the flames, hold me till I feel no pain, and give me shelter from the rain forever.
Light, as you would have heard on last night's I'm a Celebrity. Wouldn't be surprised if that charts again on the back of it, to be honest. It's beautiful.
I think from the start he was the winner. Like, as in,
oh, he's
he
been
the
runaway favourite with the bookies, yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be hard to beat him. He's just a really nice, likeable guy.
So lovely. Like, so heart and sleeve, genuine, like, nothing. Like, did you see his hips the other night as well when he was dancing? He's some hips. Just saying.
Swooning, are you?
Yeah.
He's a cute fella.
Don't know if he'd say the same about you this morning, hon.
Well, Killian begs to differ.
Yeah, I definitely 100%, yeah. Get up. I got you
in the morning. Beat Breakfast.
Aye.
Okay, let's stay on a Christmas theme because, as I mentioned at the start of the show today, it is the 25th of November, which means you've exactly another month to get your Christmas on, however that looks for you. A lot of people putting their trees up over the weekend, Niall. You know, did you see that on Instagram?
No.
Just my feed.
No.
Yeah. So, and I know we've got something big coming a little bit later on. So I, for the last 3 weeks, have been fully embracing Christmas by watching Christmas movies, right? And so...
Can I just say, we're not talking about your Hollywood blockbuster Christmas movies. We're not talking your Elves. We're not talking your Love Actuallys. We're talking a very specific genre of Christmas movie that you're a fan of.
I don't know if there's anybody else out there like me. I suspect not. But I feel like I have some kind of weird addiction to what would have probably traditionally been known as Hallmark movies, right? That cheesy kind of like set in a small southern town and like everybody comes together at Christmas and there's like a wholesome message, right? Mm. But now Netflix have really jumped on board with this. And I can tell you that I have made my way through some of the classics, modern day classics when it comes to Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Where will I start?
Well, talk us through your weekend maybe of what's over the last few days, what you've got through.
Well, I'm currently watching Christmas Inheritance, which is about a girl who is finding out the meaning of Christmas. And in order to gain her inheritance, she needs to visit a small town called Angel Falls. And she... It's so ridiculous. She meets this guy and he teaches her the true meaning of Christmas, and it's not about money. And I suspect, I haven't got to the end, but I suspect it turns out her inheritance means nothing if she doesn't have kindness and love in her heart.
For love.
And she'll probably go and live in Hope Springs or Amber Springs or whatever it's called. They're all called the same thing. I've come to the conclusion they are all filmed in the same town.
Yeah.
So can we just talk about the one, like, look, I've been through them all. A Catering Christmas.
And now this one you told me about over the weekend, and I actually thought you were taking the piss out of me. There's a movie called A Catering Christmas.
Yeah, so
what's the gist here? Synopsis.
Again, it's in a small town, and a lady called Molly, she's running a catering company, and she lands the biggest event of the year, and the event is with this guy who has a load of money but has no interest in his family business, right? Mm. And so they kind of hate each other at the start, and it's all about her cooking while falling in love with him. And at the end, they end up together, and the money means nothing to him.
Yeah.
And really, it's just about... In your heart.
In your heart.
But like that feeling, that warm, fuzzy feeling, which is what I'm getting from all of these, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I've also watched Christmas at the Drive-In, A Brush with Christmas, which is all about painting, Angel Falls Christmas, which teaches, again, the true meaning of Christmas. Go on, what are you going to say?
I was just going to say, I was a little bit raging because I came in too late on Saturday for a movie on Channel 5, which was called The Nine Kittens of Christmas.
Oh my God!
I mean, it says it all, really. I mean, when you think in the Nativity, you think Joseph, Mary, Jesus. Jesus, the wee donkey, the three wise men and the nine kittens of Christmas.
It makes perfect sense. Yeah. Now, my problem here is, and this is where you might be able to help me, what do I do? Like, it's the 25th of November. I'm very, like, kind of antsy about the fact that I'm possibly going to run out of, like, these kind of... I don't want, like, I love Home Alone, but I don't want the staples.
No, but you know what? There's a couple of dedicated Christmas movie channels showing this kind of shite, and I'm sure that you'd find them on your box somewhere. Let's get to the big one, because we're getting a lot of texts about this. Now, we were both kind of influencers over the weekend.
Now, what I want to say is there's three that have dropped in the last couple of weeks. Mm. So you have Hot Frosty, amazing, A Snowman Comes to Life.
Hot Frosty has got an 82% score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, of course it does.
Which is bigger than Oscar winners.
It's about a snowman that comes to life with abs. And all he wears is abs and a scarf. All right, check it out for yourself.
Not a great head, but the bod is great.
No, not a great head. That's terrible. Nice guy. Meet Me Next Christmas. Watch it for yourself. I think it is Christina.
Yeah.
But the one that everybody's talking about, the one that is number one on Netflix as we speak, is a movie by the name of The Merry Gentleman. Mm-hmm. And I'll just play you a very short snippet of the trailer.
We are going to make this show something truly special. Something this town has never seen before. Who's ready to make some Christmas magic?
Was that a rhetorical question?
I was supposed to be inspirational.
Sounded rhetorical.
Okay.
How about you guys?
Whatever. Let's get started.
Let's get started. Okay, and it goes on. And what I will tell you about this, we've both watched it. We both knocked ourselves out on Saturday. We spent a good stint. I made Tom sit through it.
Yeah, and he's still with you.
I can only describe it as a wholesome Christmas Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Would that be fair?
Yeah, Magic Mike at Christmas.
Set in a small town. Mm. Probably, is it called Hope Springs or
Let's
something Springs? And a girl comes back, she's a dancer, and she comes back to her hometown because she's been kicked out of the ballet show because she's too old, and she decides to revive her family's business by putting on a Christmas version of Magic Mike. Chad Michael Murray is in it from One Tree Hill, and I would say it's a great way to spend your Saturday.
Yes.
Or any time of the day. Nicole, and I might watch it again.
Nicole was on from tomorrow. She says, "Show, I watched Merry Gentlemen after seeing it on your story. Thank you very much."
You are so welcome. Happy Christmas, one and all.
Happy Christmas. It's our gift to all.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Wake up. Do it. A lot of the gang here have been to the cinema over the weekend, including our Killian.
Yes, he has indeed.
And I don't know if you were there. Did it live up to the expectations? Everything I've seen says it was brilliant. Just a little bit long for some people.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
That doesn't bother me. I have to say, I'm a little bit gutted that we're talking about it and that I actually haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I had the Oyster Lane Theatre Group in Wexford had the Christmas Carol last night, and I just didn't have time over the weekend, and I'm going to see it this week. And honestly, I've listened to the soundtrack about 20 times over the weekend. Like, Tom got into the car yesterday and he was like, "What is that?" Because I was playing this. It's 7.5 minutes.
Seven and a half minutes. Now, one man who was there, he'll be with us in a short while, is our Killian, and he sent us a mini review.
Yes.
A mini review of what he thought of Wicked over the weekend.
I'm just out of Wicked, and that was the best, like, 2 hours, 45 minutes I have ever experienced. That's so sad, but, like, recently, yeah. It was so, so good. You need to watch it. You need to go, like, ASAP. You need to just drop everything.
Drop everything.
And go now.
That's a good review.
He sounded so serious.
He did,
intense.
Yeah. That was his movie reviewer voice.
A good few people that I know who went to see it over the weekend shed many, many tears. Mm. And I am kind of seeking the big cry.
Oh, so you need it, do you?
Yeah, yeah. I suspect this will do it for me whatever night I go this week to see it.
Mm.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, right?
Yes.
We were on the beach in Ballinasker yesterday, and I was singing the song because we'd been singing it in the car, right? And you can sing on the beach because, like, it's windy, I'm free, the rules that apply to this show where I'm not allowed to sing.
You can do whatever you want on the beach.
And we were talking about Defying Gravity.
The idea of it.
Yeah, and it was so windy that we thought maybe I would be taken away with the wind.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
But you would love to Defy Gravity.
I would like to Defy Gravity.
How can I make that happen is the question.
Don't know. But I've thought about it and overnight I just feel there must be some kind of a way
to Defy Gravity.
For me, in the week that Wicked dropped, to Defy Gravity. Like, how that looks, I don't know. How it's possible, I do not know.
I think between us we can come up with some ideas here that we can make this happen. How could we get show to Defy Gravity? I mean, my first initial thought is there anyone listening who has a cherry picker that we could hang her from?
I've never been on a cherry picker, is a good point.
We could hang you from you, paint your face green, put the witch's hat on you.
Okay, we had a little chat about this and Niall is obsessed with painting my face green.
He's
more obsessed with painting my face green than he is with me defying gravity, to be honest with you.
Any suggestions? Anyone, any
cherry
equipment that might help us? Are there any tall buildings we could hang her off? How can we get show to defy gravity?
Tall buildings?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How am I getting up and like defying, like,
well,
what?
Well, I'm just thinking, could we hang her off the Rose Ferry Fitzgerald Kennedy Bridge?
Jeez, no.
Yeah, that would be defying gravity.
I don't know if that'd be safe.
She's backtracking already. See?
You want me to be painted green hanging off the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Bridge?
That sounds like a good day out to me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get through a few of these suggestions for how you could defy gravity. Joe says a wind machine to practice a parachute jump. I did this years ago. It's essentially like you're just over wind and you're blowing in the air.
Okay.
That'd be doable.
It with a green face.
Yeah. We have another message in here from Bridget. She has a suggestion how you could defy gravity.
A crane.
Yes, that's a good one. Somebody has a crane that I can get up on.
Anyone got a crane that we can put her up in? That'd be even better than the cherry picker, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
Okay, also we have more suggestions. Get show in one of those zero gravity chambers, but has to be dressed as a witch, says Ian in Kilkenny.
Yeah, okay. And a green face.
Francis
is on iFly World. This place might be able to help show with her Defying Gravity Quest.
Hmm. And we've got more indoor skydiving. Oh. We Are Vertigo. See, it's a tunnel
I've
with air and
this.
Thrown up.
Okay.
I'd like something a little bit more risky to our health and safety than that.
Well, I'm not going on the Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Bridge. What do you think is realistic? What's risky enough but not like crazily, you know, like
I think a cherry picker or a crane is a good suggestion.
Okay.
We send you up as high as we can and you like host a bit of the show up there defying gravity. Anybody?
Anybody with a cherry picker or a crane that would like to offer their services for me to go up and defy gravity? Get up. I got
you in the morning. Beach breakfast. Eva, good morning. How
morning,
are you?
Darling.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Monday, Hunzo. Happy Monday. Did you have a nice weekend?
I had a lovely weekend.
Yeah.
I went furniture shopping yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
That's so adult.
Adulting.
No, it's just really relaxing. You sit down on the beds and the couches and potter
Test
around.
Test out the beds, what?
Oh. Who did you go with?
With my beloved.
Test out the beds, what?
I always think it like you're not meant to lie on the bed. Like Eve does that when we go into like a friendship. Get off. They're display only. Because I always feel like they're not proper mattresses. Do you know what I mean?
I have to admit, when I was a child, I was learning to go to the bathroom and I tested it out in a shop.
On a toilet? Like, yeah. Oh God, that happens. Yeah,
I it saw does
that
happen. One day.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Okay, I didn't know that was a thing.
Rightio. Okay, you were here to take part in a little Monday challenge, looking after it for Killian this morning. You got a little question for us? We've got 30 seconds to come up with as many answers as we can and then we'll see who's victorious at the end of it. So I will start the 30 second music when you give us our question.
Okay, what might you wipe or use a wipe for?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's probably easier for girls because you use wipes for all sorts of stuff.
Well, it's not necessarily just those wipes.
Yeah, and the thing about wipes is, and the word wipe, it's an action and it's an object. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So think of like the full face of makeup and all the rest.
Yeah. Thanks, Aoife. That's a very good one. Wipe. What do we wipe? I didn't do very well.
Yeah, I didn't know how much like in individual items I could go into that you wipe, you know. So I ended up that I was happy enough to write down 6.
Okay, I've got 7. You go first then, go on.
Okay, what can you wipe? Your arse.
Yes.
Oh, I left out arse.
You left with arse then.
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
No, you see, what happened to me now on the arse front is that when you said wipe, I immediately thought of a baby wipe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I didn't
Have you never used a baby wipe on your arse when you were stuck? No.
No, on my child, yes, but not on mine. No.
And number 2, makeup, of course.
Yeah.
Always
I
wipe
had
it
makeup,
off.
Yeah.
Kitchen surface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your GIF or SIF or whatever they're calling it nowadays. Your glasses.
Yeah.
Everyone has
That's wipes. What inspired me because I'm a new glasses wearer and I'm constantly wiping my glasses. So that's how I thought of it.
Yeah. Good.
Also, I have the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, wipe clean. Yeah. And finally, I had windscreen wipers.
Yeah, that was another good one.
I pretty much had the same as you. So I had glasses, makeup, windscreen, countertop, sink. Mm. And then the last two, I don't know if you're like what you feel. No.
Wait, now this could be dodgy.
No, it's not dodgy. So my first one is a foot, right? Because I was thinking about when I am taking my tan off. And you know the way it's really hard to get it off?
Off your heels, especially. Yeah.
So a wipe really gets into the grooves of your foot. And then my last one is an elbow, because an elbow see that elbow, Niall? If you get tan in there, like, that's real hard to get off. And I always find like the wipes kind of really get in there.
You could have picked anywhere then that you get tan on your body, couldn't you?
Aoife, will you be accepting my foot and elbow?
I think I have to, don't
Thank
I?
You, darling. Thank you. So that means that I have won this game that has no name this
okay.
morning.
Okay. If you spot show today in your local Super Value and she's at her elbow, she's wiping it.
Yes, tan, Niall. You don't understand. You don't wear it.
Don't know how anyone didn't think of nose. You know,
obvious. We're not really snotty people, me
no,
and Niall.
No. She's bigger problems with her elbows.
Yeah, and my ankles.
Aoife, thanks so much. We'll chat to you later.
Thanks, darling.
Bye. Get up. I got you
in the morning. Beat breakfast. Beat breakfast with Niall, and the girl is wearing sanitary pads in her shoes today. Showing lines.
All precautions
necessary.
If you
see her around, just look down, you know.
Actually,
you know what's in her shoes.
Actually, I could have done without the sanitary tails. C was onto us. My daughter wears Docs all the time. When she first gets them, she puts pet tape on her feet and it works a charm. She works in a doggy daycare place, so that's how she figures it out.
What is
she swears by
tape?
What? I've never heard of pet tape.
Like
oh, boob tape.
Yeah, for dog. I don't know. Pet tape.
Never heard of pet tape before. What does pet tape do? Fascinated. I'll put whatever in my shoe that I need to stop a hole in my ankle.
Just for fashion.
You know, it's all about the fashion.
Fashion outweighs everything.
Right, Killian, this is your time to shine, baby.
Yes, we're going to do Blind Ranking of a Tuesday. Just, you know, I'm back and I feel like I just had ideas in my head and I was like, I need to get them out there before they go.
Yeah.
So you know the score. I'm going to give you 5 pieces of audio. You're going to rank them 1 to 5 without knowing which comes next. So
play along now. Play along. See if you get it the same order as us.
Now, who wants to go first?
I think Sho should go first this week.
Okay, spin that wheel.
Let's hit the wheel.
So your categories could be Broadway musicals, kids' TV themes, I'm a Celebrity, or guitar solos.
Oh, please give me Broadway musicals. Please. I'd love that. That would make my shoes.
It's landed on Broadway musicals.
Oh. Backer than this, wearing my duck.
How are
like
you with your Broadway musicals? Like, how many would you know? Have you got an all-time fave?
Oh, I don't know how many. Like, I think I know more than I know, if you know what I
mean.
But I love musicals.
Okay, well, we'll hit number one and we'll see how much you know.
525,600
from Rent.
Seasons of Love, of course. Idina Menzel started her career in Broadway on that.
There's a deadly dance mix of this on Beat Anthems at the moment.
Yeah.
Just a little heads up for anyone.
I haven't seen Rent, but isn't there a movie with Andrew Garfield in it that is based on
the guy who wrote?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's that called? It's
that
brilliant.
Is called Tick Tick Boom.
Brilliant.
Yeah, one of my favorite musicals of all time.
Like that doesn't get me going in my boots this morning. I have to say, great little musical number. I saw it.
I think so. Even the one in The Office.
It's a brilliant song.
Yeah. I'm gonna give it 4. Okay.
4.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Seasons of Love.
Seasons of Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ready for
I'm
next
happy
one?
With that.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what's coming next before you decide you're happy. Mm. That's the rules of the game.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
Of course, Wicked. Out now.
Get you the proper poise.
Popular.
You talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and flounce. I'll show you what shoes to wear. How to
you're very silent.
Hair.
I'm just enjoying
everything
it.
That really
like,
counts.
That's a really good musical number, but again, is it like, do you know what? It's very current, it's very in my head, it's very there. I'm going to give it 3, okay? I'm going to give it 3, and I'm happy with that. I'm happy with everything so far this morning.
Okay. Very happy.
Let's go number 3. So you've got number 1 and number 2 and number 5.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz.
Of course, from Chicago.
All of the tunes in Chicago.
I love Chicago. Yeah. This is tough now. You're messing
and
with my head a little
jazz.
Bit. This is going to play havoc with my little brain. And there's not much to work with. I'm going to give that. That's a very good musical number. Do I go 2? Do I go 5? Because I'll go 2.
Okay.
All that jazz. Two left.
Do you know what we're giving you here this morning?
Jeopardy. I knew Jeopardy was coming.
Oh, God, right.
We've got 1 and 5 left. Her best and her worst.
Right.
So
come on now.
Hit it.
4.
And if you want to be the teacher's pet.
Of course, the Broadway edition of School of Rock, which is very current as well.
I have to say, even I started School of Rock last week upon Killian's
endless requests,
and we haven't finished it. And I'll gladly put that in at number 5. I'm sorry, Killian. Like,
that's okay.
It's great,
do you
but
know
it does.
Know the name of it?
School of Rock.
Know the song?
No, School of Rock. It's
actually called School of Rock.
Oh,
the song. Yeah.
There
brilliant.
You go.
Well
in
done.
Your face.
Okay, so she's got her number 1 left.
Yeah, number 1.
What will it be? Show's greatest Broadway musical song of all time.
So, in at number 5, School of Rock. In at number 4, Rent, Seasons of the Sun.
Seasons of Love.
Of Love. Oh. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
I was thinking of a Westlife song. In at number 3, it is Popular from Wicked. And in at number 2, Chicago and All That Jazz. And I have to say, I'm quite happy with what everything that's sitting there.
Yeah, but
so I would be
this.
Expecting a like massive, like I'm talking a Phantom or a Grease or what else have I got? No, I'm just trying to think of any other. Blood Brothers. A Blood Brothers. Yeah.
Okay,
you may be disappointed.
Go
number 1.
Oh,
yeah, Circle of Life.
Yeah.
Lion King.
So you're happy that?
Yeah, I look.
You stand over.
Yeah, the highest grossing Broadway musical of all time is The Lion King.
A colleague of ours in the building went to see it in New York last week and honestly said it was one of the most stunning things in the world. I've never seen the musical.
I have in Dublin. Oh, incredible. Yeah, incredible.
So, I mean, I would stand over it. I think I've absolutely nailed that. I mean, it's not a competition, but I gave you Jeopardy. It had it all really in that list, okay?
Okay, solid.
All right. What will I get?
Yes.
What will I get?
Spin the wheel. Okay, so we have guitar solos, you've got Broadway musicals, I'm a Celebrity, and of course kids' TV themes. So it's going to land on... I'm a Celebrity!
I'm a Celebrity, okay, so what's the deal here?
The deal is, I suppose, pop stars
who've been on I'm a Celebrity. Could be a random list here, couldn't it?
Yeah, really, because there's been so many over the years. But sure, hit number one, of course.
Even you hadn't seen last night's, but last night I was desperately trying to calculate in my head. One of the questions in the Bush Tucker trial was, how many top 10 singles have the current housemates had? I was quite taken aback at the answer.
Yeah, Mac it was 27, Fly. Was it?
27,
Mac Fly to Lisa.
N-Dubs to Lisa. And Reverend Richard Coles from the Commune Arts.
Oh, Nagy.
Right, okay. You know how this works. I'm going to give you five pieces of audio, rank them one to five without knowing what's next.
Okay, here's song number one.
Of course, Keane Egan. King of the Jungle. Back in 2014, I want to say.
Maybe a little bit later. I don't know. It's a tough one. It's a good one to start, isn't it? Oh, it's a popular one.
I'd be careful now in my company what you do with that.
If it's in the lower half of my five, I'll be getting evils.
Well, it is one of the greatest pop songs of all time. Yeah, it is.
Look, it is. I'm going to go number two, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go number two. When you're looking like that, Westlife. I'm trying to think what other pop stars are in there, though. Anyway, let's get to song number two and see another I'm a Celeb star.
Oh, yeah. Peter Andre, of course.
Mysterious
Girl.
Another of my favourite songs of all time. Probably one of the greatest songs
greatest
of all time.
Songs
like,
all time.
Honestly, I defy you not to feel happy when that song is played.
You're dead right. I'm going in at number one.
Yeah,
Jeopardy. You know Jeopardy. Let's go straight for the top.
I think, baby, you've done something wonderful here this morning. I really do. I really do. I believe in you.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, well, let's see what we've got left. Song number three. McFly,
Stargirl. Of course, Danny in there now.
Number five. I've never heard of Stargirl in my life. If you'd given me a bit of Obviously or All About You, I might have been like, maybe, but Stargirl. Sorry.
You're missing out now. Head of music and you don't know Stargirl.
No, nope. She's quite proud of that one.
Can you look so disappointed?
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. Anyway.
Anyone? Stargirl, anyone?
Yeah.
Okay, here's song number four.
Matt Willis was in it, of course.
Not about him.
Yeah.
Kind of sorry, but look. Good tune.
That's a good song.
It is. Is it better than Mysterious Girl, though? No.
No, but I would have gone, like, I would have...
Put that above Westlife?
No. Okay. No. Okay.
We're on the right track here.
It's not my round.
No.
So what do you have left?
Sorry, I've only number four left. Okay. For song number five from I'm a Celebrity Stars. Let's hope we didn't get this one wrong.
Zendums playing with fire.
Can I do a number six on this?
Ah, come on. This one's iconic. Their first single that came out, like 2009.
I was going to say,
Talisa with blonde hair. Oh. How I swooned over her.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, it used to be on Bubble Hits back in the day.
Bubble Hits. What a time to be alive. Okay, give them to us there.
Okay, number five, McFly Stargirl. Number four, N-Dubs, Playing With Fire. Number three, Busted, Year 3000. Number two, Westlife, When You're Looking Like That. Number one, Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl.
I was disappointed that you didn't put Peter Andre, Insania, which was written in the jungle.
In the jungle.
Nah. I'm only joking.
Get up! I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Start your day laughing. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Now,
with your mates.
You might think, right, that this is totally reasonable, as Show describes, that she has to get up early the Monday to Friday and so she can't stay up past 9 o'clock to watch I'm a Celebrity during the week. We can accept that. But one might presume that on a Friday and Saturday night, when she doesn't have to get up the next morning, she would stay up to watch I'm a Celebrity and maybe watch the after show as well. Maybe Graham Norton on at 11 o'clock on a Friday night. That's what happens, isn't it? There's no excuse not to. You lie in the next morning.
Exactly. Living the high life on the Saturday.
Is that what happens?
Look, there's a bone of contention in our house, and it's been brewing for the last couple of years since I started on this show. So 3 years now. We're 3 years in. And what happens during the week is I understandably need to go to bed earlier because I want to be the best for you every morning. I want to be the best version of myself. I want to give you everything that I have, okay? Mm. So that's why I go to bed early during the week.
Okay, okay.
Is that a fair, like, yeah. do you appreciate that?
Yeah, now get to Friday and Saturday.
So Friday and Saturday, right? So on, like, certain weekends, I will be invited somewhere. Like, I will go to my friend Keith's house, or we'll go out for dinner, or I'll go out with Kathy Wex.
To Bagnallstown. You'll stretch as far as going to Bagnallstown for a weekend.
Whoa. Yeah. I was with Dean last weekend. So on those nights where I'm out and I'm social show, shall we say, like butterfly wings, flying, spreading her wings.
Social butterfly.
That I will be able to have the stamina to keep going, even if I've been up early on a Friday or Saturday morning, because it's like a social setting. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm on it. Mm. But if I come in the door on a Friday and I decide or know that I'm not going anywhere for that night, I will obviously go up and put my pajamas on, even if it's like 5 o'clock. Pajamas, socks.
On Friday and Saturday?
Well, like, yeah, last Saturday I was in my pyjamas at 5, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, judge away. I'm married.
Oh, yeah, child. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Anyway, so if I do that and I'm in that zone, there's a strong chance that I'll be slipping into, like, my kind of weekday habits and I'll be on the couch.
Right?
Yeah, and I'll be on the couch. And I'll be on the couch and it might be like 8 or half 8 in the evening on a Saturday or a Friday. And I'll yawn and Tom will go, I suppose you're going to bed now, are you? And I'll be like, oh, I'm not long off it. Yeah, of course you're not. Of course you're not. But if you're out with Kathy or you're out with Keith, you'd be up all night, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've been in
Redmond Square like at 4 o'clock in the morning with you on like Saturday night, Sunday mornings. Not a bother on you.
So I have it in me, but it's just when I hit that couch and I'm in the comfort of my own home, I suppose, I'm not capable. And he's like, ah, sure, I get this version of you. And he's looking over and I might have, like, you know, rollers things in my hair, like the bedtime curler thing and fluffy cat pajamas and like a snuddy. And he's like, this is great.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine there's a lot of people like you that, you know, they'd love to stay up late, but just their bed calls them at the weekend and they know they're cozy and comfy. But, like, you know, like, is it not fair that maybe you'd stay up and have some intellectual stimulating conversation with Tom till midnight or 1 a.m, talk about the world, put the world to rights?
Yeah, it's very unfair on Tom, and I hate people like you, not like that.
Oh my God.
That I hate you. But, like, I'm not in a relationship, but I do have friends that when you text them it's all like, oh, I'm not around or I'm so tired. But yet every other weekend you're out with the other group of friends and where am I? Mm. And you're only down the road. And you're like, oh, I'm too tired and I can't do anything. Mm. That's unfair to your husband.
Okay.
Your husband on the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, I want to know if anyone else is like show that no matter how hard they try, even on the weekend nights, bed calls, particularly in wintertime, it's just so cozy and lovely.
I want to say, though, I don't think I'm a bad boyfriend. Like, I give an awful lot of, I give myself, no, that came out wrong, but I give myself, like, he might get a good bit of me during the day. Do you know what I mean?
I bet he does.
He wishes.
If you can understand this and you know where show's coming from, let us know. 085 102 9103. But what I do have is a plan. I am a man with a plan as to how we could keep you up naturally. No coffees, no Red Bulls, nothing like that. Naturally keep you up for Tom on a weekend night.
Are you able to read this out? Yeah,
I think so. I'm going to do it after our beat bangers.
MAGA,
right?
Make afternoons great again. That's what Niall's going to do for you.
Well, evenings more so.
Let me have the pun. Let me have the pun.
Working week. Tough going. But is it acceptable to do it at weekends, to be in your PJs at 5 p.m. and nodding off by 9 p.m. and not great company for the ones around you?
Especially the husband.
Well, actually, on that, Michelle was on to us from Dungarvan and she says, show, surprise Tom this weekend. Wine and dine him till late. Husbands sometimes don't get enough affection from us. They need to feel loved and put before our friends. Hope you all have a fantastic weekend. That's kind of a guilt trip, isn't it?
But it is. It is a little Michelle. Kick to the gut, like, that you're out with all your friends at the weekend and when the weekend comes and you're home with Tom and you're just going to sleep.
Oh, lads.
How dare you?
We spend an awful lot of time together. Like, I feel like we're really close. Now, I'm going out with Keith this weekend. I'm going to Carlo. I'm going away for the night. But, like, we do.
Second weekend, you're going to Carlo.
Yes, yeah. I do take on board your point, and it's not just like the husband thing. You have to make time for your, like, if when you're in a couple, especially when you've kids, you do have to make time. But like, ain't nobody coming between my couch ain't and my pajamas. Ain't no man.
Katie from Wexford was on. I'm on the exact same page as show. So, girl, honestly, don't be worrying. It's acceptable to be in your PJs at any hour on the weekend.
Yes, Katie.
Let's also hear from Anita in Kilkenny.
So, I totally agree with you. I have a husband and four children. I'm up at 6:30 every morning, and when the weekend comes, I am not fit for nothing. Mm-hmm. I am so tired. I still get up at 6:30 of a Saturday and Sunday morning because the youngest doesn't stay in bed, and it's tiring. Even if we were out, I'd probably still be yawning when we're out. I have to say, I'm just not able. And I'm not old. So I can't blame it on that.
Or at least,
but you've got loads of kids and you're busy and you're tired. Feel you.
Lisa was on too.
Hi guys, I'm just listening to you there and I have to laugh because only last night I had to stay up after 9 for college project to do with my classmates, and I was like, look, I can't do it till after 9, I have to put my little one to bed. But trying to put a 4-year-old to bed and she wants you to lie down beside her and you have like her night lights on and relaxing music and
goner.
She's cuddled in beside you. It's so hard to stay awake. Like, I completely fell asleep. I missed calls off the guys. Totally, just completely missed having to do the project with them. Apologies, guys, if you're listening.
Oh, well, we apologise to her college friends.
You were just in your little cosy state. You're all cuddled up.
One more. Burr was onto us as well.
No, lads, like, that's 100% me. Since I had my child 4 years ago, I just go to bed at 8 o'clock every night. It just seems so much more nice than sitting on a hard couch after being trying to keep a toddler going all day long. So yeah, I'm one of those that come in at 4 o'clock and get on pajamas. He wants to burn every nightgown that I've got. It's gotten so bad, he can't stand them. He actually hates them with a passion. And then the fluffy pajamas underneath it, sure, I'm like,
shudder.
Miss Brown's boy's going around the He just gets that lovely, lovely side to me.
Oh, what a treat. What a treat. Okay. Okay, I'm going to step in here and we're going to give you a night with Tom. And for anyone out there who's in the same boat and you feel that, yeah, look, I want to stay awake later.
I never thought I'd be on this show getting relationship advice
From Niall Power. Right, let's do it. I'm wide awake. How do we keep show wide awake naturally on a Saturday night till at least midnight? Here are your rules. Number one, nap in the afternoon. There needs to be a good nap in the afternoon to save you for Saturday night, okay? But you have to get back out of bed if you go at 3. Get out of bed at 5, okay? Number two, you're failing here because of those comfortable clothes. The fluffy socks, the dressing gown, the fluffy pajamas. So if you were to wear something, let's say, skimpy, that had you a little bit chilly, you would definitely stay awake longer.
Yeah, a bit floozy, yeah.
No coziness. Skimpy.
Sorry, you want me to come down and like
lacy knickers.
Lingerie, baby.
Lingerie.
That'll surely wake Tom up.
He's always giving out to me about the heat and being up too high. I'd definitely be keeping it up.
Wearing
that.
Joey.
Okay, this might be a bit weird. Don't go too far with the lingerie because I need Eve on side. Eve's responsible for pinching you regularly. If an eye even flickers through the
evening. A little pin or something.
Yeah, just a little pinch or something.
Ah, lads, I'm sat there in my lingerie and you're getting me like...
Your child pinching you.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Right, and here's the plan for the evening. I reckon by 9 p.m. is a dangerous time, so we're going to go for a cold shower at 9 p.m. and then come back down. Okay. Not into bed.
Okay.
10 p.m. when you're really starting to nod and you're starting to do that thing, you're going to go outside in your little garden. You know that egg chair?
In my lingerie.
Yeah. You're going to sit in your egg chair for 10 minutes and that's going to get you, you're going to feel alive. It's going to be like an ice bath. You love those.
You love those. And who's that neighbour of yours that you're always getting dressed unchanged? He's a lucky man.
Lovely neighbour.
Getting to see you up and moisturising yourself with no towel on. Now lingerie in the back.
Don't say his name.
Finally, at 11 p.m., the really dangerous hour when we need to keep you going, jumping jacks. Jumping jacks in your lingerie
Tom.
In the living room. And Tom's night will be made. That is my success race to stay awake on a Saturday night for Tom.
What has happened to you? And what planet do you think that I am going to like spend my day doing that? All the while dressed in lingerie. It's the middle of winter.
In the red chair, in the garden.
That is academically proven.
Yeah.
There is a dissertation role on
and
that.
And I didn't go near Red Bull or coffee or any of those things. It's all natural. It's all healthy. So
you
can
like
thank
hell.
Me for saving your marriage, all right?
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning to you and welcome to Beat Breakfast. It is Wednesday morning and, okay, right, it's just one of these mad ones. Myself and Killian are here in the studio and we made a promise to you this week that show's dream was to defy gravity. So we put all our thinking caps on, we did everything we could and... She'll be able to cross over. Shona Lyons, hello, and where are you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What's happening?
You know me. I'm up for anything. I am fairly YOLO when it comes to life in general, but I am standing on the ring road in Waterford. I've just been strapped into a harness. I'm dressed as a witch. But do you know what the best part of all this is, lads?
Yeah.
I brought my hot water bottle.
Ah, of course you did. Of course you didn't mention your green face.
Yes,
there,
I
hon.
Did.
You, green face.
Oh, I've got a green face. I've got a witch's hat, which just blew off me. And I'm about to endeavour to go and defy gravity. Are you coming with me? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
there's equipment hanging off me. There's something that's like I have a tail. This is my harness. Hang on a second here. Now I'm going to go over and chat to this fella. Are we doing this right now? Are you waiting? My hat keeps falling off. Are we going up now?
I think you could go up now. Yeah. If you want to go up.
Defy gravity, my love.
You want me to defy gravity right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on one second.
Climb there,
no idea how much stuff I've. Can you put my witch's hat on? I don't want to defy gravity unless I'm fully in costume. I swear to God, lads, there's so many people looking at me.
Is it busy?
Like, this is the weirdest thing. Well, like, all the lads. So, I'm going to tell you where I am. How do I get in, Sean? This is madness. Okay, so I'm going under here. Right, so basically, Killian, you just describe what you what you agreed for me to do.
So basically, Sean wanted to defy gravity. We tried to get that to happen. So I have got in touch with the guys down at Clem Hire.
Clem Jacob Hire, great
Clem
guys.
Jacob, yep, and they have agreed to lend us a cherry picker that I believe will go 40 to 60 feet high in the air. So Sean is going to do a live broadcast. She's going to be on air.
Yeah, she's going to host the show for the next hour or so. Live from the cherry picker, hanging over the Six Crossroads Business Park. If you're travelling on the outer ring road and you look up, you glance up, you should see a strange witch with a green face and a cherry picker. That's a... I know, it's crazy.
Okay, so I just want to say before we start, guys. Okay, so I'm here with Sean from Clem Hire. Good morning, mister. How are you?
I'm flying. How are you?
Well, we are going to fly, darling. We are
going to fly, yeah.
Okay, so how high up are we going to go this morning?
We're going to go 16 metres.
16
which
metres.
Which is in feet?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
40 something?
Yeah, over that.
I'll Google it, Sean.
Okay,
Killian's going to Google it for us here. So, I feel like I don't know you. I've never met you. I want to hold your hand.
I'm dressed up as a witch now as well.
I am dressed as a witch. That's right. I'm going all in. Okay, so, yes.
It's 52 feet in
the air. 52 feet, over 50 feet.
Ooh. This witch is about to vomit. Okay, so can we do this right now, live on Beat Breakfast, Sean? Tell me, are we going to defy gravity? Are we going up?
100%. We're going up now.
Oh. He's worried about me now because he's not sure if
you
I'll be able to.
Raise me up.
Okay, we're going up, guys. We are officially about to defy gravity here on the show. I said I wanted to do it. Be careful what you wish for. This is it. Oh, jeez. How many feet is that?
Not many.
I think we only went up about 2 feet. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Bumpy. Bit bumpy.
Okay, right.
Now,
so,
you're
going to host Beat the Bomb from up there, is that right?
Jeez, lads, my stomach just did an absolute turn. I swear to God. Oh, jeez. Oh, there, a fellow just waved at me there from the car. I am going to do Beat the Bomb. And, oh, God, how high now, Sean? Would you say?
Yeah, we're nearly there.
Oh, God. It's a long way.
Can you see
the
whole?
Vomit.
Can you see my whole county of Waterford from there, show?
Oh, your county, the Dacia, looks absolutely stunning. There's the boss. The boss is out and everything.
Oh, no.
No.
I swear.
Okay,
we are so high up. Yes.
So we're gonna just go get a caller for you for Beat the Bomb, all right? So you just hang tight there, all right? And we'll come back to you in a couple of minutes.
Well, I don't really have a choice, do I? You're after leaving me up here. I'm 45, 52 feet up in the air. Oh, there's another one waving at me from the road. Okay, you go sort of
Okay, we'll go do our bit, and you just
be careful what you wish for.
Okay, all right, hang on there, hang on.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks. Who sent that message?
With no name. There's no name on it. It just says you're definitely not at full height. Higher.
Yeah, no, we're going full height now. Thanks for that. Really appreciate it. Yeah. We are now high enough for me not to be able to really look around because... Just for me, like, I don't know, maybe some people are real, like, brave and everything, but, like, this is as high as I would like to go.
Okay.
Honestly, my stomach is doing a flip.
Okay. Keep an eye out for her. She's dressed as a witch. You cannot miss her. Killian, talk to me about the challenge.
Yeah, so yesterday we said, what are we going to do? Like, yeah, it's great that you're going to be defying gravity, but what are we going to do with Shona when she is, like, 52 feet up in the air? Mm. And our lovely listeners, a lot of them suggested a Bush Tucker trial.
Because, right now at the moment, everybody's obsessed with I'm a Celebrity.
Exactly, mixing the two big things, Wicked and I'm a Celeb. Mm. So I did research and I contacted Petmania, and unfortunately they don't sell mealworms. To be consumed by humans. So the best thing we could come up with...
Well, I think Sean's going to reveal this,
yeah,
isn't
Sean
he?
Yeah, Sean has it in his hands at the moment. What is it, Sean?
Sean, so I'm handing over to you. This is what apparently they have decided I need to do as part of my Defying Gravity challenge this morning. So can you just call out what I'm... you can tell me in a sec how much of this I have to eat, but this is actually happening. Go for it, Sean. What is it?
Yeah, so this is definitely the strangest Wednesday I've ever had. So adult dog food with beef and heart. So that's what it is, a nice little tub of it.
I'm really questioning my life choices, and I'm questioning my friendship with both of ye. Sean is an innocent party in all of this. He's just going along for the ride. Okay. Or up for the ride. So what am I doing?
Her Bush Tucker trial. Right. Beef and heart dog food.
So how much, Niall, do you think she should have?
Sean, you can open it. Yeah, go for it. He's opening it up now as we speak. Oh my God. That is disgusting. Oh, there's a big kind of jelly thing on the top of it. Okay, he's gonna feed me. Oh no, my witch's hat just blew up. My witch's hat is gone. My witch's hat is gone onto the roof of Clemhire. I'm on a cherry picker.
So Niall, what
and
do
I'm
you
about
think?
To eat dog food.
I think Sean's in charge here.
Yeah, Sean, what do you think?
Sean,
two
how
spoons,
much do you
three
think
spoons?
I should eat?
I'm getting as big a spoon as I possibly can here.
Sean, what have I done to you? Right, okay, here we go. I can't believe you're making this guy feed. Oh, okay, yeah, I'll do it myself then. All right, okay, here we go. He's put a spoonful of dog food on the... How much do I have to eat? How much do you want me to eat?
At least one heaped tablespoon.
That's only half, then you'll have to get more because this is on video, so I'm not having anyone on the Instagram. Oh, she didn't eat much of it. Okay, here we go. It's all going into my mouth right now. Okay, here we go. This is it. Honest to God, lads.
Okay, all right.
What?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, you hate me. You hate Sean's face.
Don't puke on the
Sean
couch.
Sean is looking at me as if... Oh, my God, disgusting. What is that? Is that safe? Is that even safe to eat? Did anybody check this? I think he's did a... Oh,
well.
I can't swallow it. Hang on, I'm going to swallow it right now. Oh my God, nearly came back up. We're down.
Describe the flavour. Was it lovely?
It actually tastes like you would expect. I suspect dogs love that.
Yeah.
I'd say dogs love it. Me, not so much. It's slowly, it's gone down. It's down, but like... I don't know why would like yeah.
Well, look,
am I done?
Done.
Like, are you happy with that?
I'm happy. Just... You are a legend. You've done your trial. You've got food to bring back to camp. Me and Killian are eating today. This is great news.
God help Tom.
Can I just say? Yeah, no, I'll be brushing my teeth, don't worry. Thanks so much for helping me to defy gravity and for everyone that's beeped and waved. And thank you to the legend. Oh, there's a bit of dog food in my middle tooth. Thank you to everybody who helped make this morning possible, including my new friend Sean. Hey. Thanks, brilliant, darling.
Thanks very much, yeah. Yeah.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
We got a lot of texts this morning. And we said we'd pick Stephen, and this has come as a surprise to you, Stephen, that you're on Beat the Bomb.
Yeah, only, like I said, I was chanting my arm. I'm on the way home. I was working last night, so.
Okay, so all right, okay, we'll give you a little bit of leeway here. So
take it easy. I mean, don't go too bad. Me kids are listening, so you have to make me look good.
Not in front of the kids, not in front of the children.
Stephen, you're putting a huge amount of pressure on me here. Come here, talk to me. What did, were you on the night shift?
Oh, I was.
Yeah, and where do you work?
Four days, one more to go.
Oh, God love you.
In the pharmaceutical factory down in Waterford.
Okay, so you're a bit tired.
Yeah, that's the excuse. We get the excuse in before.
Get it in early.
Love your kind of like, I'm going to text in, but like I'm not going to hear from them. So like it'll be grand.
They won't ring me.
And then suddenly phone rings. Go on.
I'd prefer if you'd rang me tomorrow at 3 o'clock with the money. Like,
this does not exclude you from getting that call tomorrow, okay? Just because you do Beat the Bomb today.
Absolutely not, darling. We've no say in that, though. That's a separate issue. You're just here right now on Beat Breakfast to play Beat the Bomb with a lot of people listening and your kids. But look, it'll be grand.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Silence.
Right, go on, let's get this done. So.
All right, best of luck.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Right, Stephen, who won the Formula One Grand Prix in Las Vegas over the weekend?
George Russell.
It's the right answer. Barry McGuigan is known for what sport?
Boxing.
Yes, what Irish band sings the Christmas hit Fairy Tale of New York?
The Pogues.
That's right. Wrapped showcases people's listening habits on what streaming app?
Pass.
That's Spotify. Who did Liverpool beat 2-0 in the Champions League last
night?
Real
Madrid.
Yes. Yeah. Who currently has a hit with Hot to Go?
Sabrina Camp.
No, Chapel Roan. What is the fifth letter in the alphabet?
E.
That's right. In which movie did Arnold Schwarzenegger say, "I'll be back"?
The Terminator.
Is right. What is the Irish word for a bed?
You know. Labba.
Yeah. Yes. Elphaba and Linda are characters from which musical?
Elphaba and Linda. Half and Pass.
That's Wicked. Blinding Lights and Starboy are hits from what well-known artist?
Half and Clue. Pass.
That's The Weeknd. Rita Ora is a presenter on what UK musical game show?
Device.
No, it's The Masked Singer. What is the name of Elon Musk's satellite network?
Starlink.
Yes. In what story did Jack have to climb to reach the castle?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yes. Which movie features a character named Jack Dawson?
Pass.
That's Titanic. In what county do the Irish band The Corrs come from?
Cork.
No, they're actually Dundalk.
Well, that's not a county.
Yeah,
a county.
Oh, sorry, they're from Louth. Sorry, they're Louth. But it wasn't Cork either, so yeah. Can I just say, Niall wanted to check something there.
I don't know. We'll have to have a group decision here on the Rita Ora The Voice. Rita Ora was a judge on The Voice until 2023, so she's not currently.
Rita Ora is a presenter, though, is the way I phrased the question.
Yeah, but it's The Masked Singer is the answer.
Well, you could have taken that, but he didn't say it. The Voice was the one, so we're not giving that point. It doesn't look. You got 9 points, Stephen. Great score.
That's not too bad.
It puts you in the lead so far this week. We've only one more quarter to hear
Stephen,
from.
Yeah, and all you're giving out.
Stephen, you're in the lead. Like, you're in the lead on Beat the Bomb. What are your kids' names?
Yeah, well, look, if you were any good now, you would have gave me the Rita Ora one, considering I was just coming off my...
You're pushing it now, Stephen.
Stephen, you're really fond of the feedback, aren't you?
I think I deserved to eat Aura one now, to be honest.
It's the way the question was phrased.
You can't blame a man for trying anyway.
No, absolutely. Do you know what? I've loved you. I've really enjoyed you. Can I ask you what are your kids' names? Because I'm sure they're listening.
I've Holly, Megan, and Jack.
Morning, guys.
Your dad did well. He did you proud this morning. Stephen, go have a sleep, and thank you so much for bringing the joy to be breakfast this morning. Have a good day, hon.
Talk to you. Cheers. There you go.
Get up. I got
you in the morning.
Beat Breakfast.
Gotta say, it is fast becoming one of the best parts of the week, and you have got behind it wholeheartedly. So, like Joshua, like shout it out in the supermarket. Yeah. Shout it out from your
Spread
car,
the
wherever
word.
You are. It's Snickers versus Knickers. And taking me on this morning is none other than Dale in Waterford.
Well, Dale, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. What's the crack? Where are you? What are you up to?
I'm just working at the moment. It's Friday, thank God. Just over in the plumbing apprentice there over in the new train station.
Oh, how's the new train station coming along? It looks fantastic.
Oh yeah, it's getting up there now. It should be ready to go soon.
Okay, amazing.
I've never been in the Waterford train station.
Okay, yeah. Well, you won't probably know this because the new one's going to open soon.
Okay,
it
all
looks
right.
Really, it's a huge hub for trains and buses on the other side on the North Keys, okay. Right from where the new bridge is going to go.
Oh, you're responsible for that, Dale. Go on, you good thing. Fair play to you. What's your plan for the weekend?
Not now. I'm going to take it easy. Try stay off the drink before the next few weeks of madness for the Christmas.
Okay. Pace yourself. Have you heard Snickers versus Snickers before? Have you? Do you know what you've agreed to?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, you have an idea. Okay. So you're going to take me on, and this should be fun. Let's just go for
Let's go for it. Okay, let's go. Let's let Dale go first this week. So you give him his first question there, shall we?
Okay, Dale, let's do this. Question number one. The biggest recorded boobs in the world belong to a lady called Annie Hawkins Turner. She's from Atlanta in Georgia, and she has made the Guinness Book of Records every year. But what size are they, Dale? Now, no, you don't have to answer. I'm going to give you a multiple choice.
Yeah.
Okay, so are they 102 TTT or ZZZ?
102 TTT or 102 ZZZ?
Now, given
I'd say ZZZ because it's the highest letter in the alphabet, but that's just my guess. I don't know.
Well, it's up to you now, Dale. This is your time. What are you going to go for?
I'll go for the Z.
She is a triple Z.
Oh my God,
well done.
You know your boobs, Dale, fair play.
Google her if you want. Right.
Okay, question number one for show. Right, and I don't know if you should know the answer to this one now, Dale. If an electrician or plumber wants to bore a hole through wood, right, but there's a nail in the way. Don't answer this now, Dale. There's a nail in the way. What implement would they use? And I've got multiple choice for you, show.
Okay. I love a bit of multiple choice.
Would they use a stubby nail eater? Would they use a chubby nail picker or would they use a tubby nail grabber? So it's a stubby nail eater, chubby nail pincher, or a tubby nail grabber.
Do you know, Dale, yeah?
I have an idea.
Yeah, of course you would. Of course you would. In your line of work. Yeah, fair play to you. Okay. Right, I'm going to go chubby.
You're going chubby nail picker.
No,
I'm afraid it was the stubby nail.
It was a close call between stubby and chubby.
Do you have a stubby nail eater there on site with you, Dale?
I don't, but I know what it is, all right.
Okay, good man. Okay, so you're one up. Right, question number two for Dale.
Okay, now this is musical, Dale. How's your how are your vocal cords this morning?
I like to sing, but I wouldn't say I'm good at it.
Okay, all right. So have you heard Wicked is smashing records in the cinema this week? I want you to complete the final line of this, okay? So I'm going to give you the first two lines, and then you've got to give me the next line. Go for it, Niall.
I'm to try to fall.
Take it away, Dale.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Flying without wings or something. Is that flying without wings?
That was last week's question. That was Westlife. It was a good guess, but not the right answer. Go
and you can't pull me down. Can't I make you understand?
No,
neither would I.
But go around today going, and you can't pull me down.
Okay, question number two for show. Right, you should know this one now. You know, we've got the Audi A1B fleet. We've got those beautiful Audi cars that you drive all the time, right? Audi's famous slogan is a three-word German phrase, but I want you to give it to me exactly. What is the three-word slogan for Audi, show? Come on.
I know it, as in I know it in my own head, but like when it comes out, is it going to be the actual phrase?
Dale, how do you
think I'm going to do here, Dale? What do you think?
I'd be struggling a little bit now. I don't know it definitely.
Yeah. So. We all have a vague idea of it in our head, but actually getting it exactly right.
Okay, I'm going for it. Here we go, Dale. Wish me luck or not, because you want to win here this morning. Voicebring duck.
Sorry, excuse me. Say that again. What? Say that again.
What?
Yeah. Even Dale is stunned.
Voicebring duck. Whispering Dick. Whispering Dick?
No, it's not Whispering Dick. It's Whispering Dirk Technique.
You missed
the
word. Yeah, but I had the rest of it, Niall. No, half a point.
No, you missed a word.
Where's your Christmas spirit?
Zero. Again?
Okay.
Right, Dale, you get this one right. You have it in the bag. You've won.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dale, question number three for you this morning. Can you tell me, what is a moon cup, Dale?
A moon cup?
Yeah.
A moon cup?
Yeah.
A moon cup.
Just like what like vague area? What might it be used
Yeah,
for?
Even if you gave me a word.
I think, is it something to do with makeup?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling, it's not. It is the original silicone menstrual cup. Oh. It's for comfort and sustainability.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that and all.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay, last one.
I knew
for
that
show.
And all.
Let's see if she can get a draw on this
oh,
week.
Oh, God.
And it's our famous sports person, and you've got to name the sport. So this week, it's Fabian Assman, okay? Fabian Assman.
That's not a real name.
It is a well-known sports athlete, Fabian Assman. Where might you find an Assman? Is it rugby, basketball, or soccer? Fabian Assman.
Fabian Assman is a rugby, soccer, or what?
Or basketball.
I believe he's soccer.
I believe he's
Come
soccer.
On, just give me 1 point on the board. Yes!
He's an Argentinian goalkeeper. Well done. You knew your ass, man.
I clawed it back at the end.
So it's a draw this week, so everyone can be happy.
Can I just say, Dale, you were such a great sport this morning for playing along. You're in work, and I like you a lot, Dale, so you're getting the €50 one for all voucher.
Fair
happy
play.
Christmas,
Listen,
darling.
Nice having the crack.
On the voice, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Back to the work.
Happy
Thanks
Christmas,
for
hon.
Bye.
Yeah, happy days, boys.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.